Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of A Live Without Limits. Today's show is entitled, Are You Too Old to Pursue Your Dreams? And I think this is something that we really need to consider. Simple reason that people think, or the generally the public thinks, that having dreams starts in childhood, but you can have dreams at any age. And it's just a matter of believing in yourself and accepting that you have opportunities no matter who or where you come from. And for so many people, they give up on their dreams. So the thing is, if you believe in yourself, then you can believe in your dreams. If you don't want to believe in yourself, then you will never have dreams. Or they can be sabotaged by the people around you. So what you need to do is look at your dreams and consider whether or not you truly believe in yourself or whether or not you're going to let other people take control of your life and tell you what you should or shouldn't do, because that is the main factor of who we are and where we come from and how we believe and who we are. And what I would like to do is talk to you about dreams and living your dreams and what dreams are and how you can learn to believe in yourself through your dreams. Because, you know, your dream is something that you truly believe in that can happen, but it's up to you to turn that dream into a reality. If you can do that, then you can do anything. So let's sit down and let's talk about what dreams and how we can turn a dream into reality. I often receive emails from young men in their late 20s asking if it's too late for them to get back in shape or to start an online business. How ridiculous is that? They are just young pups and have plenty of life ahead of them. I believe the same for my mother, as does she, and she's having the time of her life at age 71. When it comes to having the courage to make a major change in one's life, my memory takes me back to many years ago to chance meeting in Palm Springs, California, where a friend and I happened to stop in at a hotel lounge one evening. Without fanfare, the act of the lounge was introduced, a stunningly beautiful female singer, Dionne. She bore a striking resemblance to the legendary, to the legendary Lena Horne, and carried herself with the style and grace of reality, of royalty. From the moment she began singing, patrons in the small lounge were mesmerized. It was at an unlikely venue. Dionne received numerous standing ovations, including several encores. I had neither seen anything quite like it. There was no question in my mind that I was witnessing the birth of a star. After finishing her act, Dionne sat at the table and chatted with some acquaintances. Being the young and impetuous entrepreneur that I was, I scribbled a note to her on the back of my business card asking whether she had a manager that had then had a waiter deliver the card to her. To my pleasant surprise, she sent back a note saying that she, in fact, did not have a manager. After a couple more notes back and forth, I set up an appointment for Dionne to meet with me in my office later that week. Our initial meeting went well, and after a couple of weeks of negotiations, I succeeded in signing her to a management contract. Among other things, the contract called for me to finance a demo tape, arrange for the production of an album, and use my marketing skills to promote her talent. In the course of filling out a variety of forms, Dion told me she was 32 years old, which surprised me because I had guessed her age to be in the mid-20s. I wondered why someone with her beauty, presence, and above all, extraordinary talent was not already a household name by age 32. Dion explained to me that she had studied classical music in college but had pursued a career opting instead for marriage and the life of a traditional housewife. She described the hunger she had felt inside her for so many years, believing that her purpose in life was far different from the way things had unfolded for her up to that point in time. She realized that she had been given a gift at birth, and a little voice from within kept telling her that it was wrong not to use that gift. Finally, one day, she made up her mind to take that bold action to change her circumstances, and thus began her belated singing career. But the most impressive thing Dion said to me was, in response to my warnings about how tough the music business was and how fickle and unpredictable the public could be, in a characteristically self-confident manner, she smiled and told me that if she never became famous, if she was relegated to playing in a small lounge the rest of her life, it wouldn't matter to her because she was doing what she loved. The stage, no matter how small, was her world. An appreciative audience, no matter how sparse, her reward. I was really impressed by her purest attitude and her passion for performing. As things progressed, cutting a demo tape, making an appearance on a national talk show, and preparing for an album, it occurred to me that considering the large investment I was making in Dion, I had better take a life insurance policy out on her. When I explained that she would have to take a physical exam, she wavered a bit. But because it was called for in our contract, she had no choice. However, when it came time to fill out the insurance application form, she asked that she could first speak to me in private. So we set up a time for her to come into my office. At the meeting, Dion assured me that one exception, everything she had told me about herself was true. Her study of classical music in college, initially playing the role of traditional housewife, then pursuing her destiny as a singer, and the fact that she had no manager. The part of the story that was not true, however, was her age. Given that I had thought she looked younger than 32 years of age, she had admitted to it would be understatement to say that I was not prepared for her real age. Dion was not 32, but certainly not in her mid-20s, as I had originally supposed. Dion was 47 years old, a medical miracle. As things turned out, my relationship with Dion lasted only about a year, chiefly because I couldn't afford to continue the level of investment I felt was required. The music business gives new meaning to the word dirty, and it became apparent that despite Dion's talent, it was going to be a long, hard road to the top. And long was something that was in very short supply in her case. When we parted ways, Dion reiterated her feelings that even if she never became famous, she would be more than satisfied just doing what she loved. I haven't seen her in more than 25 years, and the thought that she is about 75 years old now is unfathomable to me. And so, too, is the thought that she may even look almost 40 by now. Dion knew in her heart what was right for her, but I believe that's true of most people. What made her unusual was that notwithstanding her age, she had the mental toughness to take action to change the course of her life. She made a shambles of overuse excuse of millions of people who insist that it's too late for them to get started in something new. I would be surprised if she isn't still on stage, still smiling, still getting standing ovation in small lounges across the country. Dionne's whole action should be an inspiration to those that make the mistake of playing it close to the vest and waiting for something to happen. If you want something to happen, make it happen. And remember, you don't have to wait for the perfect pitch in the hopes of hitting a grand slam home run. Grand slam home runs don't come along very often. Striking out, swinging is a noble action. Striking out with the bat on your shoulder represents a lack of action. Regardless of your age and regardless of your circumstance, take a cue from Dionne and start doing what you love today. You owe it to yourself. As you can see, one of the reasons that I made a point of talking about this was because, as you can see, this was someone who for a long time had a dream, and she had other options open to her, and she took those options. But she decided that she just had to take the opportunity to make her dreams come true. And you, too, can do it. The fact of the matter is, all you have to do is decide whether or not you are going to take the leap of faith. Because you know what? One of the things that stop us from reaching out, from even trying to do the things that we really want to do, is that fear. And if you fear failure, then you know what? You will never achieve the things you truly want in life. So let's look at what you can do that can truly help you succeed and achieve the things that you truly want in life. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a lofty goal, but one of the things that I talk about and try to help people understand is that it's a strategy. It's a plan. And as you can see, in her case, she happened to be singing in a club that someone came along and witnessed it, and he thought he could help her. But as you can see, in the entertainment business, it takes a lot to succeed. And if you don't have the wherewithal to make it happen for yourself, then you know what? You are going to let others achieve the goals that they want in life while you sit back and do nothing. So think of what you can do. And let's talk about how you can sit down and write your goals down and plan the action for yourself. Turn around and plan that action. And you know what? You can almost achieve anything in your lifetime. So let's look at some of the things that you truly want in life and how you can go about working towards those goals. And first of all, let's look at it this way. Do you have a plan? Do you have a mission in life where you see yourself being successful? What can you do to help yourself achieve those goals? And what are some of the things that you can do that will put yourself in a position of setting goals for yourself? Because, you know, if you can learn to set goals, then you, too, can achieve anything in life. Because that's a matter of what it is. It's a choice. And let's look at what is a goal. A goal is something that you want in life. And everyone has goals. Everyone has things that they truly want and to achieve. And how would you, as an individual, sit down and work and plan and strategize? One of the things I find is people will set out in life and they don't even have a mission or a purpose for themselves. Because if they did, then guess what? They would have a plan. You know, as a student, what happens is when you're in school, you have certain goals that are put on you in the classroom of things that you're supposed to learn and achieve for that year. And then you're graded on how well you reach those goals. And if you take that as a strategy for later in life, then why can't you achieve the goals all, at any time in life? So why are you not, the problem is that what happens is when children are encouraged by their parents, what do? They put themselves in a position where they just don't do what it will take to achieve their goals in life. And they look for other people to guide them and set them on a course. And what may be right for one person may not be right for someone else. And then what happens is you'll get a job later in life, and then you're unhappy. And why? Because what was right for that person was not right for you. So why not think of the things that you can do that you can achieve the goals that you truly want? And plan your life and plan the things that you truly are looking for in the future and look for how you can achieve the things that you truly want and not look at how you can expect others to live your life for you. Because as a parent, you guide your children, and not all parents understand that their children well enough to know what is right for their child. And what it is they have to guide them, but it is up to the individual as an adult, as a teenager. And think about it. What happens as a young child, a preteen, or as a baby in a toddler, that child depends on their parents to guide them, to love them, to help them, to believe in them. And then as they get older, what happens? They have other things that they achieve. Then if you don't always think about what it is that you truly want in life, what do? You let others make your decisions for you. And as we get older, as we become teenagers, what happens then? We look at our lives, we look at the things that we do, and we take the opportunity to see who we are, how we can achieve the things that we truly want in life. And we were talking about someone that had a dream and wanted to achieve it, but she went out and she lived a practical life. She was married. She raised a family. As her children got older, she decided to relook at her life and look at it and say, what can I do to live the kind of life that I truly want? So think about it. If you truly believe in yourself, then you can achieve anything that you truly want in life. It's just a matter of how are you going to take those things and take your goals in life and plan your life and think of all the things that you can achieve simply because you believe in who you are. If you truly believe in yourself, then you know what? You can achieve anything. And let's talk about goals. If you had goals in life, what would you do that could help you reach your goals, plan your goals, and think about your goals? And you know, in psychology, when we talk about goals, psychology is a social science of the human mind and its interaction with the environment. Since its modern development in the 19th century, psychology has developed into an analytical and predictive science with numerous subfields. As with any science, especially the social sciences, there are limitations to the scope of the field, yet psychology has made significant advances by focusing on its core goals, description, explanation, prediction, and changing of behavior. And psychology really comes into play here for one simple reason, because as a human being, we all have a brain. We all have ways of thinking about who we are and what we can achieve in life. And so guess what? Think about how you can plan for your life and set goals for yourself. And think of what you can do that can help you achieve your goals in life. And let's talk about personal goal setting for a few minutes. Most people feel as they're adrift in the world. They work hard, and they don't seem to get anywhere worthwhile. A key reason is that they feel this way is that they haven't spent enough time thinking about what they want in life and haven't set themselves formal goals. After all, when you set out on a major journey with no real idea of your destination? Probably not. Goal setting is a powerful process of thinking about your ideal future. And it's the motivating factor to turn your vision of your future into reality. The process of setting goals helps you choose where you want to go in life by knowing precisely what you want to achieve. You know where you have to concentrate your efforts. You'll also quickly spot the destinations that can so easily lead you astray. Why set goals? Goal setting is used by top-level athletes, successful business people, and achievers in all fields. Setting goals gives you a long-term vision and short-term motivation. It focuses your acquisition of knowledge and helps you to organize your time and your resources so that you can make the very most of your life. By setting short, clearly defined goals, you can measure and take pride in achievement of those goals, and you'll set forward the progress of what might previously have seemed a long list of pointless grind. You will also raise your self-confidence. As you recognize your own ability and competence in achieving the goals you've set. So why are we talking about goals? Simply because if you want to have something that you can achieve in your lifetime, then why not look at setting goals for yourself and setting the things that you truly want to have? Now, let's talk about setting lifetime goals. The first step in setting personal goals is to consider what you want to achieve in your lifetime. And as we were talking about from the article, we were talking about someone named Dionne. Dionne had a goal, and she wanted to speak publicly. And she realized that she may not have the talent or the experience or the opportunity to become some of the top entertainers, but by singing in lounges, by singing in small places, she would give herself that opportunity. Another person to think about is Loretta Lynn. This was someone that came from the mountains, and she had a talent, but her husband understood that this talent should be heard. And even though she was very shy and very introverted, that once she had the opportunity and he helped her to first get out there and present herself in small clubs, then put together an album and send it, and it was a matter of back in those days, you could send it to the record companies and get airplay. Today, it's a much harder road to be able to do that, but the opportunities are there if you understand how to use it. So the thing is, what is your goal? Is your goal to have your own business? Then think of the steps that you need to plan on for reaching your goals. And those goals may be nothing more than you want to have a steady income. And, you know, or it may be the top earner in the company. So what are you going to do that's going to write everything down and make it all happen for yourself. How are you going to set those goals for yourself so that you can achieve them? And you know what? A dream is a dream, but until you make that dream a reality by setting the goals, by working on the goals, then guess what? You will always be a dreamer. And it's easy to dream about success, but the hard part is to turn that dream into a reality. And in order to do that, what do you need to do? You need to sit down and you need to write down what it is that you want in life. What is your mission or your purpose in life? Is your mission to help someone else be successful? Is your mission to be one of the top earners in a company? Is your mission to be influential in changing the laws and making things better for the people coming behind you? Then it is up to you to make that choice and to pursue that choice. And you know, everyone should have goals in their life. But if you have a parent that is very negative, then what do? They put all those negative thoughts in your head. And you get to where you believe, oh, wow, I can't succeed because they have told me over and over again, I can't succeed. Well, you know what? You can succeed. You just have to believe in yourself and make the choice that you will be successful. And if you can make that choice, follow through and set that goal and write out a plan. And let's look at it this way. It's not just writing a plan, but it's breaking it down into small, achievable steps. Because what happens for so many people is they fear success to the point and they fear failure to the point that they will set themselves up to fail only to prove out someone else's prediction for them. So let's sit down and write out an achievable plan that you know you can reach, and let's do it in a way that you can set the right goals for yourself that will help you be successful and not look at what someone else wants you to do. Because, you know, if you're with someone that they lack self-confidence in themselves, then guess what? If they fear success, they are going to sabotage what you do to reach success because they do not want to see you be successful when they are not. So look for opportunities to look into your psyche, see what you do to sabotage yourself and what you need to do so that you can change your mindset. Because once you change your mindset, then guess what? You too can be as successful as anyone else. And I would like to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and we will sit down with you and help you put together a strategy for success. Because if you can achieve it, then you have the opportunity, just like everyone else, to be successful in making your dreams a reality.